Welcome to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, I'll help you learn about the power of manifesting. Thank you for joining me today. The more you listen, the more you'll learn, and soon you'll be a manifest master yourself. On the second Monday of each month, Jillian Harris joins me, and we dive even deeper into the power of manifesting. Jillian teaches how to use colors, aroma, stones, crystals, as well as strategic thought and authentic emotion to work as tools toward manifestation of goals. From time to time, other guests may join our show to bring you new perspectives. During Manifest Mondays, I talk about the rules of manifesting as well as specific thoughts about manifesting. I'll share stories of successful manifest moments too. Did I mention the rules of manifesting? Yeah, I know that sounds weird, but there are rules to manifesting. They're easy to follow. You just have to change the way you think sometimes. You can find these rules on BeUnique.org's extra blog, or if you want a copy, just email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and ask me to send you a copy. Oh, you know, we're going to talk about manifesting, healing, the power of manifesting with the full moon, using daydreams to help you manifest, and the power of your words, as well as how and what you pay attention to affects what you bring into your life. Equally important is the action we put on our statements. This is a fun and physical way to push our words out into the universe. I've received feedback from people who have seen the power of this simple manifest step. Now, I want to remind you very, very briefly about the rules of manifesting. You can always read them on BeUnique.org or email me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com to get your own copy. Number one, speak your dreams into existence. Number two, when you speak, you must speak in positive terms. Number three, speak in the present tense. Number four, avoid using wish, want, hope, pray, when this, if that, and what if. Number five, believe that what you want is already yours. Number six, know that you deserve to have the life you desire. Number seven, be willing to change along with your dream. Number eight, know your own skill set. Number nine, maintain an attitude of gratitude. Number 10, know the difference between manifesting and wishing. Number 11, understand that anything worth having is worth working for. Number 12, put action on your words. Rule number two tells us we must speak in positive terms if we want to manifest the life we want. What this means is we all need to be mindful of how we speak because thoughts become things. What we think about, we attract into our lives. Often we think we're being positive when we have veiled our best intentions in a shroud of negativity. Rather than saying, I don't want that person in my life, we need to reframe it. The word don't is a word the universe ignores. So the message is, I want that person in my life. Instead of wishing someone gone, let's restructure this in the energy of unconditional love and pure positivity by saying, my life is filled with people who bring me joy. Another way of saying this is, I am surrounded by inspiring, uplifting, and calm people. Stop thinking about what you don't want in your life and think about what you do want. And remember to be grateful for what you have. You can say, I'm grateful most of my friends are kind, considerate, and laugh at my jokes. And think that it's positive. But the fact that we mentioned most of my friends implies that some are not. The universe does not discriminate. So we reframe that. We change it to, I am grateful. My friends are kind, considerate, and laugh at my jokes. One word makes a little change that can make a big difference. Until you feel comfortable with adjusting your speech, you may want to practice in your own manifest journal. Write down your statements until you know there is no negativity remaining. Find yourself a blank notebook and a pen that you enjoy writing with. Otherwise, there's no fun in it. The journal can be whatever makes you happy. Even if you write most of your notes on your computer or iPad, try using a pen and paper. You don't need to date what you write, but you may want to go back in a few months and see how you've been manifesting and learning. Remember that we will receive what we request. The universe exists to fulfill our desires. Have faith. Source will always provide. Don't grumble about the need to do laundry. Be grateful you have clothes to wear while you manifest someone else who loves to do it for you. Worried about the weather? Here's a manifest statement I made that worked very well. Thank you, Mother Nature, for steering Hurricane Dorian away from me and all those I love. I also added to my journal this statement. I love how Hurricane Dorian has baffled weather predictors and just fizzles out, harming no one. For years, I've been afraid of tree frogs. And while I would still rather they exist outside of my area, my manifest statement helped me tremendously. I started to write, frogs do not scare me. But then I realized that I needed to change that. So I said, frogs are my friends. See how that works? Being scared or fearful is a low vibration that I needed to remove from my vocabulary in order to see the frogs differently. Another tricky one that I've had to work on sounded positive at first. My life is free of clutter. Well, it's not positive at all. It focuses on the need for freedom and the clutter. My life is clutter. So I changed it to, my life runs smoothly. Boom. Positive spin on something I needed to change. When another nonprofit leader expressed concern that her office was too cluttered for her to think, she and I devised this statement. Elizabeth easily and quickly organizes her office so it provides a functional, productive space to work in. Once, a friend asked me to help her manifest that a troublesome person would not attend a particular event. So I wrote in my book, Ruth has other places to be today. And so it was. Ruth did not attend the event, and we expressed our gratitude. Remember that when you want to manifest something that involves other people, they may also be manifesting, and those two statements could clash. The universe does not discriminate, and so you may both receive a version of what you're looking for. Also, remember that we often receive lessons through the choices we've made and the previous thoughts or manifestations we've created in the past. Someone I know once called me on the phone in a panic because he felt unsafe in his own home. After he calmed down, we agreed on this statement, which I wrote in my journal. He is surrounded by the protective energy of unconditional love, protecting angels and spirit guides, so he is always safe and secure. He often tells me that this statement not only helps with his level of anxiety, but because he fully believes it, he feels safe at all times. Well, this was a short session, but I want you to be sure to follow Be Unique Radio and check out all our other Manifest Monday episodes. I'll share more stories with you and some tips for how you can create the world you've always wanted, including how to create a gratitude journal, the power behind your own manifest statement journal, affirmation lists, an attitude of gratitude and how to maintain it. And as we did today, more about positive language. Remember, you can come back to this anytime you want a refresher. Just search for Be Unique Radio and be sure to check out all our other shows. If you want help on your manifest journey or want to suggest a topic for discussion, email me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. See you next week when we are manifesting with Jillian. Goodbye.